Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. Palestinians reject the United States as leaders of the peace process, and they turn to the European Union and Russia and found a dead end. That's the headline. I'll be joined in a moment by Itamar Marcus, coming to this broadcast table, who will come to explain how the peace process will not work without the United States.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
After President Trump had declared Jerusalem the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel, then Mahmoud Abbas said that's the end of the United States participating in any type of peace process, so he was off to the European Union and there to meet with the leadership of the EU for the purpose of saying, will you move in now and take over the peace process? And then this last week, he went to Moscow, Russia to meet with Vladimir Putin. Did the European Union churn Mahmoud Abbas's request down to participate in the peace process? And then the second question would be, how effective was that conversation with Vladimir Putin? Will Russia get involved in the peace process?
Well, the European Union basically told them that they're going to be involved in the peace process, but they're not going to be leading the peace process. They know that they have absolutely no leverage with Israel. And Putin is much of the same. I mean, he couldn't possibly come to the table with any kind of a suggestion. So that leaves the United States, and I'm convinced that the Palestinian Authority does not have any choice. They need the United States. The United States, since the Oslo Accords, has been the number one funder of the Palestinian Authority. So they, as much as they yell and scream and insult the United States, they're not going to turn their back on the United States. We're not listening to you. You can't take the country that's given you more funding, $2.5 billion in funding since you've been established, and say to them, we're not going to ever listen to you again. It doesn't work in today's political world.
Itamar Marcus explaining why the United States must be included in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas rejected U.S. participation in the peace process because President Trump named Jerusalem the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel. Then Abbas went to the European Union for their leadership in resolving the conflict. The European Union turned the Palestinians down, and Abbas then met with Vladimir Putin in Russia, also to no avail. God's prophetic word foretold this scenario, written by the ancient Jewish prophets Malachi, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and Obadiah. Obadiah said, "No resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict until the return of the Messiah." That's Obadiah verses 15 to 18. By the way, that resolution for the conflict is that the Jewish people will destroy the Palestinian people as if they had never been. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...